There is still more to come on Joy's The Informer, your news program from an LGBTI perspective.
The convictions of two HIV-positive individuals in Western Australia with recklessly causing grievous bodily harm by transmitting HIV to another individual has left many in the HIV-positive communities concerned. What does this mean for them, their past, and the way in which people perceive them? Dean Arcuri continues his conversation with CEO of the WA AIDS Council now.
So how do we get the conversation back to where it needs to belong? How do we get the laws and the public on the same page when it comes to people living with HIV and the fact that every individual is responsible for their own sexual health, not someone else just because they're HIV positive?
I think it is very much about, you know, everyone having a responsibility, firstly, to take care for their own sexual health, be it HIV, STIs, whatever. We all have that responsibility to make sure that we are taking reasonable care with in our sexual activities. I think it is about getting the message of you equals you out within, certainly here in Western Australia. You know, that message is very much in its early days, its early infancy. We have to do much more in terms of getting that message out, not just in terms of the LGBT community, but also the wider community, that people who have an undetectable viral load are not going to transmit. We also then have to be providing services for those people who perhaps for whatever reason are living a more chaotic lifestyle and may not be complying with treatment, because it would seem that that is often where the risk does come from. So it's about making sure that there are effective counselling services, and there are effective alcohol and drug treatment services, there are effective clinics where people can get the support that they need in a timely way so that these infections can be picked up and the person can be encouraged to have treatment and to stay on treatment. And then, of course, there's the whole bigger issue of that sort of education process of the judiciary and changing the law so that HIV is not considered a serious life-threatening disease any longer, but is, as I said before, allowed to be treated within the public health system, under the Public Health Act, that can encourage treatment.
But it isn't an easy road to get a law changed.
So like any change of law, it's about firstly developing, WAC is currently in that process of looking at the legislation, comparing it with other states, looking at what we need to do in terms of our state politicians to raise that issue and to be able to say to them, look, this is a law that is contrary to the public, to another law, the Public Health Act, but it's been used in a punitive way that is affecting people negatively, and the cost to the community of incarcerating somebody for 6 years does not make economic sense in a period when that person, if even if they were sentenced, could serve that time within the community at less of the cost, be on treatment, become a, you know, ongoing constructive member of the community rather than being shut away for 6 years and then trying to sort of come back and reintegrate into society. So from an economic point of view, it makes sense to have HIV treated under the Public Health Act rather than the Criminal Code. And it's about that discussion with politicians to say this is something that needs to be changed. It's something that needs to happen with the legal fraternity so that, you know, prosecution, barristers, judges are familiar with the U equals U message, that they are familiar with the recent breakthrough in terms of medical and scientific evidence.
Kernahan has been writing articles for Out in Perth exploring this subject to not only educate others via different mediums, but to create a better understanding how everyone can reasonably protect themselves by being responsible and informed.
I mean, I've been in this role for 6 months, so my background prior to coming into this position was within the community legal sector, and so I suppose my time within that sector has given me an awareness of the importance of law reform in these areas and the impact that law reform can have in a positive way when it is successful. And of course, 6 months into the position, I've come across these two cases where law reform is definitely required. So trying to achieve that.
So if you are HIV positive and hearing this, what do you need to know?
In Western Australia, I would say to those people, there is no obligation for you under the Public Health Act to disclose your status verbally to another person. You do have an obligation to take reasonable care. And for reasonable care, that means that you are on treatment, that you have an undetectable viral load, and that you stay on treatment, and that you live positively and healthily, and when life gets difficult, as it will in time, that you make sure that you are connected to services that can provide that support while you go through that and stay on treatment. And there is no risk, providing your viral load is undetectable for 6 months, there is no risk that you will infect somebody else or be in a similar situation.
That was Dean Arcuri speaking to David Kernahan, the CEO of the WA AIDS Council.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.